Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Unarmed Viet Mong protesters are the targets of helicopter attacks along the northern Vietnam border. Reports suggest troops are reacting to Hmong human rights and land reform rallies. Vision Beyond Borders works in the region, says Wes Flint.
And this is a very peaceful demonstration. In fact, my reports, 63 protesters have been killed since the outbreak. It was kind of a shock that that the Vietnamese army lashed out with this kind of violence.
Flint says revival is underway among the Hmong. However, on average, there's only one Bible per 100 Hmong believers. Help at our website. Next, when we think of mission needs, we often think more of people and Bibles, but missionaries have many practical needs too. 10 years ago, the Mission Society created the Global Resource Team to offer agricultural help, medical ministries, business support, women's ministry, and water and sanitation projects. Ed Baker says meeting practical needs opens the doors for outreach opportunities. In Paraguay,
as many as 40% of the membership of some of the indigenous churches there in Paraguay could be directly related to the outreach of the health and medical ministry of the Global Resource Team.
And Zambia is still battling the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Nearly 20% of the children under 18 are orphaned by AIDS. Poverty means many face malnutrition or starvation, especially for the youngest kids. That's why Bethany Christian Services paired with another faith-based group to run the Milk and Medicine program. So far, it's kept 200 kids alive. Through the program, the love and compassion of Christ is shown through the staff. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the chance to pray for your unsaved family. Learn foundational principles and biblical truth through praying for your family. You can find your free copy at missionnetworknews.org or call us at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.